All right. David, would you we have the second resolution coming from the Resolutions Committee. David, you want to summarize and then
sure.
Rake, you can read.
Right. Resolution, it would be 2009-02, deals with making sure that the people who teach Braille, to those of us who need to learn Braille, know what they're doing.
I'm ready.
Okay, Wraith.
Or it will be in a line or two. Whereas, can you hear me? Whereas literacy, the ability to read and write efficiently, is essential to effective communication, access to highly skilled and highly paid employment, and successful participation in the community. And whereas only 10% of today's blind students under age 22 are being taught to read and write Braille, resulting in a 45% high school graduation rate for blind students. And whereas more than 70% of blind people nationwide are not employed, but of those blind people who are employed, 85% or more use Braille in the workplace, demonstrating a clear relationship among literacy, confidence, competence, and success. And whereas the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, IDEA, requires that each blind student interested in learning Braille be given a quality education in Braille, yet no standardized definition of, quote, quality, unquote, exists, leading to ambiguity in the educational system and a low literacy rate among blind students. And whereas an effort began in the early 1990s, led by the Library of Congress National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, to establish a national test of competency in the literary Braille code, resulting in a fully validated competency test that was finalized in 2006. And whereas the National Blindness Professional Certification Board, NBPCB, took over administration of the test in 2007 and established the National Certification in Literary Braille to provide a credible means of ensuring Braille competency. And whereas the National Certification in Literary Braille is the only nationwide certification for competency and ongoing professional development in the teaching of Braille. And whereas the Braille Readers Are Leaders initiative, established by the National Federation of the Blind in July 2008, has a primary goal of ensuring that the number of blind students able to read Braille will double by 2015. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of New York State in convention assembled this 25th day of October 2009 in the city of Albany, New York, that this organization call upon the state legislature and the New York State Education Department to incorporate the National Certification in Literary Braille into their standards for professionals licensed to teach blind students. And be it further resolved that this organization urge teachers of blind students the State Education Department, organizations and agencies of and for the blind, and all others who are charged with the duty of providing Braille materials and textbooks for education to make every effort necessary to join the National Federation of the Blind of New York State in ensuring that the number of blind students who are Braille literate and able to read and write Braille competently doubles by 2015.
Committee moves do pass.
Committee recommends do pass. I have a motion and a second to accept this resolution. Discussion? Justine, go ahead. Oh, mic coming your way.
Hi, I don't read Braille myself, but from what I've heard, I think that there needs to be a refresher, like a test for teachers.
That's what this resolution is calling for.
I'm sorry. Also, that in the secondary level, in high schools and colleges, that maybe Braille be put as an elective, teaching Braille, so that not only children, but you know, anyone, especially you know, adults, if they want to learn Braille, that it should be more widely available to be taught.
That sure wouldn't hurt. Other comments, Bob? There was not in there. At the time of the Braille bill's writing, and even to almost this day, there was no standard test. There was no test. We talked about certification. We talked about licensing, and we talked about the qualifications. Like, we have a test now. There is actually a test that's been out there and tested and being used as a standard that was developed. So we're asking that this here's a test, guys. Use it. Others. Sorry?
Vetri,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Somebody get Vetri a mic?
Yeah, I got it. I was thinking probably it's a good idea to take a fresh look at the certification process itself, because I'm not sure if the test involves, forgive my ignorance, but I'm not sure if the test really involves them demonstrating their reading ability, or is it just writing?
The test is a four-level test. Mindy took the test and passed it. Mindy is certified in Braille under that under this standard.
I think we need to take a fresh look at that certification process.
Mindy, come over to me. I'm on a cord. Let Mindy address it. She is certified in a recent graduate, shall you say, of this.
Okay, I just finished this test in July of this year. I was certified in September, I believe, or August, the end of August or September. The test has four parts. One is a timed reading test. One is a timed brailing test on a brailer. One is a timed test on a slate and stylus. And one is multiple choice regarding the rules of Braille. It's a very, very comprehensive test. My beef with the thing, I'll tell you, Vetri, my beef is not the certification or licensure process. It needs to include this test. My beef is that it include the test and that there be enough real instruction that people don't just pass it, but they really know when they come to it. They're going to know the answers. They don't have to sit and study for 28 hours to pass the test and then forget it. So my problem with the thing, and I think it would require a separate resolution, and I think at some point we'll need to address it, but we need to get more information first. But my beef with it, in answer to what you're saying, because I think you make a valid point, but I think that what needs to happen is that the colleges need to require that Braille be taught throughout the education of an instructor going into special education. and I think every teacher in special education needs to learn it, because they're tending to put special ed teachers in charge of our blind children. And so I think every semester in college needs to cover Braille, and then at the end of college they need to be able to pass this test. It's hard, it's long, you take a full day to take the test, and it is timed. Thank you.
Ray, do you have a mic there? Okay, Ray's got a mic. Okay, he will. Okay.
Question.
Does not make it redundant, though.
I'm in favor of the resolution, obviously. Question raised in my mind by Justine's question, is that certification for life, or do you have to be recertified?
Every 5 years.
Recertified every 5 years. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Are they where? I didn't, it's hard to hear who's taking the floor up here. Did I hear Ralph? Rob, okay. There's a distance between where I am and where you are.
Okay, my concern is that, is there any qualifications or any standard for other types of Braille, such as music and Nemeth code? Is there any testing for that at all? Do they have to be certified in that, or not right now? Shouldn't that also
were
be
you able to hear Mindy's answer back there?
Yeah, shouldn't that also be mandated, though?
We don't have a standardized. We don't have a test yet.
Right.
Working on a test. Go ahead, Ben. I think also when a test is developed, the test that we were referring to here is in literary Braille. A test needs to be developed by the people who developed this for Nemeth and music and computer, and that's in process now. So when that tool is in place, then I think we could support the requirement that people be tested on that too. So I think in the future, the answer to your question is yes, Rob. Others? I got Catherine, and I heard one in front of me. I'm going to take Catherine first, but who else is seeking? Okay. Catherine?
Yes. Along with what Justine said, as far as, I know in high school, if you take, in high school where I'm at, if you take sign language, it counts as a credit for the year for English. In high school, could Braille be considered that?
Yeah. This is probably something we can do, but it's those extra kinds of courses wouldn't be germane to what we're talking about with the teachers right now. Mindy, go.
Weigh in a little bit. Braille is actually not a thank you. Braille is actually not a language. You know, it really is a form of reading. And I think if you can read, you can read. And if you can't read, you can't read. And I think that, so I think sign language is really a language. It's the way people communicate by speech, or in substitution for speech. So I would say, I mean, it could be offered, but I'm not sure that I would require it.
Alex?
Yes, what I'm wondering about is, the resolution didn't really mention anything about requiring by law that the colleges have to do this. In other words, wouldn't it be better for us to, we're approaching it the right way. We're not, our approach is good, but don't we have to legalize everything, really, because to get these people to really do it?
I don't think we need law. Ray, and correct me here if I'm wrong. I think if we have in regulation that in order to be licensed as a teacher of the blind, you need to have passed X, Y, and Z, then if the colleges will have to provide those exams in order for them to meet the regulations for licensing that state ed would put forth. Yeah. Is that fair, Ray?
I think that
you might
The resolution actually does make a reference to the legislature as well as to state ed. I think it can be done by regulation. It should be done by regulation because theoretically it's a lot easier to get it done by regulation. Because they say, you know, it takes 8 years to get a good bill passed, and I don't remember how long it takes to get a bad bill passed. But if state ed won't do it, if state ed won't do it by regulation, it may be that they won't, because they haven't exactly been very warm and fuzzy about on this issue, then maybe we do need to go to the legislature, he tried to say, and persuade the legislature to make them do it.
Regulation is easier to change than law. If state ed, for instance, I'm going to call this the Joe test for Braille. If the state education department requires that teachers pass the Joe test for Braille, and all of a sudden we find that the Sally test for Braille is better, it's easier to change that regulation than it is if we had put it in law. So we can change that 2-3 years from now when the Sally test for Braille comes and we want to change from the Joe test. If we had it in law, it would be a devil of a time doing it. We'd be stuck with what we regarded as an old Joe test. But in any event, though, if this is going to be required, colleges are going to have to teach it pretty darn fast in order for their people to pass the regulations.
If the colleges don't agree, how are you going to require them?
It's going to be required by regulation in order for them to get a license to teach. They can't teach unless they meet the qualifications of the regulations for licensure. Doesn't have to be in law. State ed can do a lot in regulation. Doesn't have to hit law. No. Other questions before I call for a vote?
Yeah. Can I say? Yeah.
Julie, and let me catch who was asking. Bridget. Okay, Julie, then Bridget.
I just want to make a comment and kind of an answer to you. Many times our resolutions become the basis for a bill that we might initiate later on as a proposal to a bill. And if we can't get it done in another way, it will become a legislative initiative.
I'll get you 1 second, Bridget. You all heard the story about the teachers' colleges and the discrimination against blind people. That was in state education department regulation. They wouldn't change it. The people of Laura's generation went, got it into a bill. State ed said, stay away from us. We'll change our regulations. Before it ever got enacted into law, they changed their regulations. They can do it pretty quickly when they want to. And our forebearers got them to move on that. So regulations can be changed pretty quickly, and they changed their regs is what they did. Bridget?
Are legally blind and you know Braille already, but you are choosing to become a teacher as a visually impaired, is it still required that you take that Braille test even if you're already fluent in Braille?
If you're that fluent in Braille, the test is going to be a piece of cake. But I would suggest that anybody who proposes to teach, Min, do you want to address that?
That's what this resolution addresses, exactly what this resolution addresses. This resolution is saying, if you want to teach in New York State, you ought to be required to take this test. And so that's what the resolution is saying. That's what we're voting on.
Mm-hmm. So, correct. Nope. That's all. It's simple. Now, just a matter of procedure here. Mike is not going to give you the mic unless I've called your name. So you can have all kinds of hands reaching out, begging him in the aisle for the mic. unless I've called your name, Mike's not going to pass the mic to you. I want to make sure everybody has a bite of this apple first before I come back around to people who've already spoken, except for officers. Any others from the floor? Glenn? And I thought this was non-controversial.
Mindy? The 5 years, after the 5 years are up for the recertification, do you retake the test, and throughout the 5 years are you required or mandated to do 100 hours of education?
First off, the regulation hasn't been written. When a regulation like this gets to be written, I expect that we're going to be at the table. And when the 5 years is up, yeah, you're going to have to take it again. And in those 5 years, you should have been studying. I think that's the simple answer to the question.
Yeah.
I will not study if the body wants to continue to discuss this. I will continue the discussion of it. But I would sure entertain a motion.
Okay. If I could just weigh in on the answer to that for a second. There is no way that if you're keeping up with the Braille code, you're going to be able to pass this test. If you're not keeping up with the Braille code, the questions they ask, you will simply answer incorrectly. So, you know, you don't have to take courses, but you sure better be watching the regulations coming out of the Braille Authority of North America, because if you don't, you're not going to pass the test in 5 years. So I'm gonna do what the president is asking for. I move that the question be called. I think it's already got a second on the floor, and we've been discussing, so I'm calling the question.
I've got a motion to call the question, which, by the way, means to stop debate. This is not a vote on the resolution. This is a move to stop discussion. The call for the question is a move to stop discussion. All in favor of ceasing discussion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. All in favor of this resolution, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The resolution is adopted.